The sound of 1925 was not the sound you hear today, 35 years later. Don't blame your radio if it seems a bit different on part of the following program. It's merely tuned to the sound of 1925. WTIC celebrates 35 years of broadcasting. 35 years ago, this week, on the evening of February 10th, 1925, WTIC presented its first broadcast, heard throughout Connecticut, many other states, and Canada.
Hey, Marge, listen to this. WTIC has been on the air for 35 years. You know, it just doesn't seem that long. Well, I remember the night they signed on. I remember the very first program.
You do? Why, you were only a boy.
Yeah, that's right. I remember coming home from school that day, February the 10th. I'd run all the way. I remember coming into the kitchen. Mother was busy at the table, preparing some vegetables or something for the supper. She was humming one of the songs that was popular then. I guess it's still sung today.
Oh, Tommy. I swear I just don't know where the day goes to. Aren't you home early?
I ran all the way home. I don't want to be like Pavel Nurmi when I grow up.
How was school today?
Oh, all right, I guess. Say, there's any news about Floyd Collins? Did you get to him yet?
I don't know. Oh, that poor boy. This morning's paper said he was still alive. Imagine. All alone, so helpless. Poor boy.
I'll bet they'll get him out.
Maybe. The afternoon's paper isn't here yet.
Gee, Mar, you know, Harper's going to have its own radio station.
You know, I do think...
It's the Traveler station. It's coming on tonight. Jimmy Smith said he's going to hear it on his crystal set, and he said I could come over and listen, too. Can I go over there tonight, Ma?
You'll have to ask your father. Maybe if...
Jimmy said he had Pittsburgh last week. Gee, Ma, I sure like to have a crystal set, especially for tonight.
Now, you just got a new bicycle for Christmas.
Oh, Ma, this is different.
Well, you'll have to ask your father.
Well, I sure like to hear the new station when it comes on tonight. If I had a crystal set, you could listen to one of the earphones, too, Ma.
Now, you know I don't have time for anything like that. Besides, I hear tell those radio sets are noisy and squealy, and everyone that has one stays up for all hours of the night.
Oh, Ma.
Well, you'll have to ask your father. You know our Model T cost him nearly $600 just last fall.
Yes, Ma.
Oh, and he drove it to work this morning. I do wish he'd left it up on Jack's like he did other winters and went to work on the trolley car. Now, who can that be? I told that peddler not to drive in the yard. Your father says he should stay out on the road where he belongs.
It's Pa. Gee, he never comes home this early.
Oh? Oh, I hope nothing's wrong.
I don't think so. He's getting out, and he's smiling.
Well...
Hey, Pa, you're home early.
Yes. Give me a hand, will you?
Sure. A radio? Is it ours, Pa? Is it ours?
Yes, sir. Here, take this in the house. Put it in the parlor. Be careful.
What have you got there?
Pa, got us a radio. Gee, Ma, aren't you happy? We're going to hear the Travel Station come on the air tonight, right here, in our own house.
Oh, won't your father ever grow up? I hear tell all that radio stuff is for boys and people with nothing to do. I won't have time to listen to it. Besides, I told you it's only...
Hello, Mother. You're going to enjoy this. The whole family will. I'll have to use your flat table for now.
Doesn't it look swell, Ma? Gee, Pa, what's all this stuff besides the radio? Do you need all that? Gee, look at the batteries. And, oh, boy, what a set. I'll bet it's 4 feet long.
Now, don't get too excited. There's more to come. Maybe you can carry in the loudspeaker. There's a storage battery, too. But I'll have to get that. It's too heavy for you.
What have you done to us? Are you sure this isn't the new radio station?
Now, Mother, you're going to enjoy this as much as anyone. Tommy, we'll need an aerial. So, just for tonight... Well, we'll have to tie it from the barn to the house. Do you think you could tie one end of this roll of wire out at the barn and bring the other end to this window before it's too dark?
Boy, can I!
Well, you'd better hurry, but be careful.
Okay, Par. I'll bet they're busy at the station, too.
Hello, Al.
Hello, Herman. Things look good up here.
How's the antenna current?
Well, right now it reads 7.3.
That's fine. How's the oscillator plate current? Is it steady?
You bet. It's holding right there on 650 mils.
And how about the batteries? Have you checked them out?
Have I checked them? Boy, all 820 cells. You know, it took me half a day to check those things out.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, if everything holds good, we ought to do fine tonight. How about the frequency?
Well, we're within 250 cycles of WHO right now.
That sounds fine. The carrier sounds even better and quieter than it did on our earlier tests.
Say, Herman, when are you going to test it with modulation?
Well, let me see. We'll have to hold off for a while. We're having some mic trouble in the large studio. I'll call you when we're ready.
Okay.
Hello, Ed. Can you hear me in there?
Yes, Herman, I can hear you. I'm working on number one mic now, and I'm having a little bit of trouble balancing the mic current.
Okay, I told Al we'd test the modulation when you get that mic fixed up.
Okay, well, let me shake up the granules here a little bit, and then we'll try some battery on it.
Fine. Okay, the other studio's all set. I see those microphones are sure temperamental, just like people.
Yeah, well, here we go. This seems to do it. It's reading about 20 mils on each button. How does it sound there?
Fine. Let me have a couple of words, will you?
Hello, test. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, test.
That's good now. Okay, Ed. Let me call Alan. We'll test all the way through. We've got to wait a few minutes, though. It's time to check the 600 meters for any distress traffic.
Okay, Herman. I'll wait.
Is it going to work, Pa?
Well, I hope so. We've been working quite a long time to get it going. Let's see. I think all the connections are right. I don't want to blow out any of the tubes. They cost $6 each.
Oh, my plan table. And is that thing going to make noise every night?
Now, the man at the store said this set won't whistle. It's a Neutrodyne. I just hope it makes music.
Do you know both of you hardly touched the supper I made?
Gee, Ma, it's nearly 7:45. The station comes on then. You hear anything yet, Pa?
I don't know, but I think it's working. Keep quiet now, and I'll see if I can tune in anything.
It's 7:45.
Quiet, quiet. I think I hear something.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTIC, the broadcasting station of the Travelers Insurance Company, operating on 348.6 meters with a power of 500 watts. This is Vice President Walter G. Coles welcoming you to our first broadcast on this day of February the 10th, 1925. Broadcasting is in the early stages of its development. The probable lines of development cannot even be imagined. We look upon ourselves as trustees of that part of the air, which we shall from time to time occupy. And we mean to have due regard for that trusteeship, for this air is the common property of all, and its use for any improper or unworthy purpose would, in our judgment, be a violation of a trust. The hope and constant aim of this station will be to earn the goodwill, friendship, and confidence of those who hear us. We shall try to talk about things calculated to interest and perhaps instruct the public generally. There is a great deal more which might be said, but on the whole, it is better to ask your judgment upon our performance rather than upon our promise. We are confident that there is a place somewhere on the air which we can occupy to the mutual advantage of our audience and ourselves. We shall seek that place honestly, conscientiously, and with the hope that the result will justify our anticipations and bring abundant goodwill, friendship, and confidence for Broadcasting Service WTIC, the Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Thank you, Mr. Coles.
Gee, imagine! WTIC! And we're hearing it right here in our own house!
A male quartet, brought from New York, especially for our first WTIC program, to sing A Perfect Day.
When you come to the end of a perfect day, and you sit alone with your thoughts, while the chimes ring out with a carol gay, for the joy that the day has brought.
Do you think that the end of a perfect day can mean to a tired heart?
When the sun goes down with a flaming ray, and the dear friends have to part,
and the dear friends have to.
It is our pleasure now to introduce a leading Hartford contralto. Mrs.?
Oh, I just love a contralto voice. This is so different from what I thought it would be.
Gee, Ma, it's great.
We'll sing in German, Gypsy Song by Brahms. A special feature of this first WTIC broadcast will be a direct pickup from a downtown hotel by means of special wire service to our WTIC studios.
Are they going to be able to let us hear music from one of the Hartford hotels?
Yes, Mother.
Well, did you ever...
And his music from the Hotel Bond with the familiar Tchaikovsky work, Waltz Sentimental.
Thank you.
What is this world coming to? Imagine, right through the air and into our very own home.
I'll bet they'll be telling us the news as quick as it happens, someday.
Well, let's listen to what's
and
on
our
now.
Quartet from New York sings a recent song, a song heard first just last year, Oh, Miss Hannah.
Oh, Miss Hannah, ain't you coming out tonight? The mockingbird am a singing, and the moon am shining bright. The roses am a nodding, and a swaying in the breeze. Get on your Sunday, go to meeting clothes, and come along, please.
Can't you hear the banjo strumming? Can't you hear the fiddle call?
Can't you hear the folks a-dancing in the old Oddfellas Hall?
We'll go strolling down the levee,
strolling by the light of
listening to the fiddle,
listening to the mockingbird's tune. Oh, Miss Hannah, the cotton fields are white as snow. Way out on the river, I can hear those steamboats blow. The music and the moonlight have got me in a trance. Oh, Lordy me, Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance. Oh, Lordy, let's go to that dance, Miss Hannah.
Can't you hear the banjo strum?
Can't you hear the banjo strum?
Can't you hear the fiddle call?
Can't you hear the fiddle call?
Can't you hear the folks a-dancing?
Can't you hear them
in the old Oddfellas Hall?
We'll go strolling down the levee
by the light of the moon.
Listening to the fiddle
and the mockingbird's tune.
Oh, Miss Hannah, the cotton fields am white as snow. Way out on the river, I can hear those steamboats blow.
The music and the moonlight have got me in a trance.
Oh, Lordy me, Miss Hannah,
let's go to that dance. Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance, Miss Hannah.
This concludes this evening's program. On Thursday evening, by special arrangement, we shall broadcast from this station a concert from New York City. Special wire service has connected 12 radio stations that they might broadcast this program. WTIC is to be one of the stations. There will be customary station announcements with a few added remarks to give our listeners an opportunity to tune in, this announcement being timed for 7:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first hour will be a miscellaneous studio concert, and the second hour, from 9 to 10, the famous Victor Concert. The next regular concert program from our studios will be broadcast Friday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Details will be found in the newspapers. This is WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, operating on 348.6 meters with 500 watts, bidding you good night.
About how it was. Mother nearly cried. In fact, she did cry. She was so happy. Father just sat there, pleased and happy, too, And I was so excited that I guess I didn't get to sleep until almost midnight, which was mighty late back in 1925. I've saved some old clippings from that time, and one of them, in its very simple statement, just about summed up the whole story of the broadcast. It read, WTIC's first night seemed to have been very much of a success. Yes, that was the sound of 1925. It was wonderful then. But now we're back to 1960. You expect much more of radio, and WTIC offers it to you. Interestingly, the sound of the first WTIC broadcast, as heard on this dramatic presentation, was created by utilizing 1925 radio equipment. The words of Vice President Coles, read by Fred Wade, are vibrantly alive and meaningful with WTIC these 35 years later. The family scenes were voiced by Lee Ann Gunderson, Irene Dugdale, and Dason DeCourcy, all employees of the Travelers Insurance Companies. The parts of the engineers were portrayed by WTIC engineers, Herman Taylor, Al Jackson, and Ed Kingsley. It's noteworthy that Mr. Taylor, who is today chief engineer and plant manager for WTIC, actively participated in that first broadcast and has been active on a great many programs down through these past 35 years. Bob Ellsworth played the part of the first announcer. The recordings used for the first broadcast were not those of the original participants, but were in the mood of that first program. The original artists on WTIC's opening program in 1925 were a male quartet from the Mendelssohn Glee Club of New York, Mrs. Gertrude McAuliffe, noted Hartford contralto, and Emil Heinberger's trio from the Hotel Bonn. Engineers who helped create tonight's nostalgic look into the past were Bob Downs and Sam Balnius. The program was written and produced by William Marks. This is Bruce Kearns.